Hello, I'm Nurse Kitty from the Sperm Bank. The bank has hired me to canvass the neighborhood in search of new depositors due to the recent low levels of deposits. May I come in? Thank you. It feels so good to sit down. I've been on my feet all day. Well, this is why I'm here. The agency has given me a questionnaire that I need to fill out each time I interview a potential depositor. Do you have a few minutes? Good. I appreciate you taking time to talk to me. Now, the first question I need to ask is, are you single? Good. In good physical health? Good. And when was the last time you ejaculated? That long, huh? Oh, I see. You've been busy at work and tired when you get home. Mm-hmm. That leads perfectly into my next question. If you were able, would you be interested in making a deposit at the sperm bank? Oh, good. Oh, but you don't have time to run downtown and stand in line to make a deposit. Well, that's why the agency sent me. I'm a qualified sperm receiver on behalf of the sperm bank. Don't laugh. And the agency assured the sperm bank that they could increase the number of their depositors if they actively recruited men to make deposits. And that's why I'm here. My job is to encourage you to become a depositor at the sperm bank. And hopefully a regular depositor. You see, I get paid based on the number of deposits I bring in. And since today has been rather slow for me, I thought that maybe I could entice you to open an account at the sperm bank, right here, in the convenience of your own home. Well, I would really appreciate it. Oh, there's not much paperwork to fill out. I can get those details later once we get your deposit. Now, I know it is hard for a man to make a deposit out of the clear blue sky without any kind of stimulation to get him in the mood. And so the agency has given me instructions on what I can do to get you in the mood. Now, why don't you just get comfortable and I will just take my jacket off and get to work. The agency has me wear a special uniform when they send me out on a job, but I don't usually stay in uniform when I'm working on getting a deposit. So I'll just remove my white silk blouse and leave on my bra. There. Do you like looking at me wearing this purple shelf bra? I know it doesn't conceal much. You can see my nipples peeking out, as well as my big aureoles. I know I have big tits, size 42 D cup, to be exact. That's why I'm the agency's top recruiter for sperm. Men like looking at my big fat tits. They like imagining what they would feel like in their hands, what my nipples would feel like as they touch them, as they pinch them into hardness. They wonder what my tits would taste like. And they wonder what my tits would feel like wrapped around their cock, their big, fat, hard, swollen cock. Here, have a feel. Do you like how soft they are? How squishy they are, how they overflow your large hands. Go ahead, don't be shy. Give my nipples a lick. Yeah. Do you like that, sir? Do you like licking my nipples? See how hard you have made them. Now try sucking my whole tit into your mouth. Yeah. I know you can't get it all in, but I like it when you try. I like feeling a man's mouth and my big tits, fondling them, caressing them, sucking them. Oh, I see you're tenting your pants. I bet your cock would like some release. It looks like it's suffocating in there. Here, let kitty give you some relief. Let me unzip your pants. My, my, what do we have here? You sure are a big boy. There is nothing kitty likes better than a big, fat, thick cock. Mm-hmm. Mm. Mm. You're licking pre-cum. Let me lick it up. Mm. 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 I love wrapping my hand around a man's cock and slowly stroking it, feeling its firmness. It feels like velvet over steel, a soft outer covering with a hard steel core. Mmm, let me suck it some more. Mmm. I love licking your shaft. And your pre-cum tastes so good. And your balls. Mmm. All full of cum. So you say you haven't ejaculated in a while? Well, let's just see if Nurse Kitty can help you out. A man needs to ejaculate at least once a day to stay healthy. And you look like you are overdue. Mmm, your balls feel so nice and full. I just want to get my mouth around them and gently suck them while I move my warm, soft hand up and down your shaft. Mmm, mmm. I love feeling your balls in my mouth. They're so big. So full of cum. Mm, mm. Is that cum for kitty? Kitty likes cum. Kitty likes to make a man give up his seed for her. Mm-hmm. Let me suck your cock some more. Do you like watching your cock disappear in kitty's mouth? Hmm. You like it when I take your big fat cock into my mouth and suck? Do you like it when I lick your head? When I run my tongue round and round your tip as I stroke your long shaft? I bet you would like to stick your cock back into my mouth again, wouldn't you? Go ahead. I won't stop you. I like to feel a man's cock in my mouth, to feel him hold my head and pull it close to his groin as he sticks his cock in as far as it will go, until it touches my tonsils and then slowly starts to slip down my throat. Go ahead, do it. Oh, God, mister. You just stuck your cock so far down my throat I could hardly breathe. And it's so big. It filled my little mouth all the way up. And then it pushed its way down my throat. I need a minute to catch my breath. But did you like that? Did you like seeing your cock disappear all the way down inside my mouth and pushing my face into your groin? I bet you'd like to do that again, wouldn't you? Well, go ahead. But remember, you need to make a deposit in this specimen cup I have here. You can't come down my throat. The agency told me that I have to get the deposit directly into this specimen cup, that I can't let the depositor make his deposit in my mouth, and then I spit it out into the cup. So be careful. Don't come down my throat, no matter how good my throat feels to you now. Now stick your cock back in and fuck my mouth and fuck my throat like you really mean it and hold my head and make me take your big fat cock into my throat. And then when you feel you're ready, pull it out and make your deposit in the cup. Do it. Use my mouth. Fuck my mouth. Oh, you just came down my throat. Now what are we going to do? Well, we're going to have to do it all over again.